Hey, Don, look what I've got here.
Oh, cool. It's one of those little origami cranes. I didn't know you were into the whole origami thing.
Well, the little paper figures are pretty cool. But what really excites me about origami are all of its modern applications.
Modern applications?
Yeah. Some of the same paper folding techniques used in origami to create figures like this little crane here have been adopted by researchers in fields as diverse as medicine, space science, and consumer electronics.
Really?
Sure. For example, in the early 2000s, researchers at the University of Oxford incorporated an origami pattern called the water bomb base into a heart stent design. This allowed the device to fold into a very small package for its trip through the small blood vessels leading to the weakened artery, where it could then be expanded to provide support and hold the artery open.
Cool.
Scientists working in the automobile industry have used origami folding patterns in making computer-simulated airbags. Also, space scientists have recently used origami techniques to fold a large lens of a telescope up into a tiny package that fits nicely in a spaceship and then can be unfolded again out in space.
It sounds like all these designs have used origami folding methods in a similar way, to make something that needs to be large and expansive at its destination, small and compact for its journey there.
Bingo.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Watt, with help from Robert Lang at Caltech. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.